Welcome everyone. We're about to begin Bez Hashem, BPM number 103 by Tzvimi. Men's share number 103. A deep need for a wife is a friendship. To have a very deep friendship. And people sometimes talk about love in the romantic sense. And people don't realize how to get to that point and to make it real, truly sustainable is to have and develop that deep bond of friendship that's clear through their body language, clear in the way that they give to each other, how they give each other the undivided attention as they share their thoughts and ideas, and the real deep connection. And the truth is, it shouldn't be hard. Friendship with your wife isn't really hard. When a husband is emotionally joined to his wife, he wants to listen. It's an enjoyable process. It's about discovering new aspects of her. No matter how long you're married, you can find new aspects of your wife. It reinforces what is already there and strengthens the marriage bond. A good friendship with your wife lays a foundation and support in the other areas of your marriage relationship. Other things could fluctuate, but the friendship factor is everlasting. If you have the camaraderie of being best friends who also are lovers in the romantic sense, it's twice as exciting and doubly precious. People think that the friendship diminishes that part, but a true deep friendship enhances that when the spark is there and that fiery aspects comes, it's much, much deeper, much stronger, much more everlasting. It's very sad that today, far too many men and women, married men and women, live very lonely lives. Friendships doesn't exist in their marriage. It's the missing link that's strangely absent from many, many marriages. They have meals together in silence. They're emotionally detached. They're indifferent. And even if when they communicate because they have to take care of the business aspects of their marriage or the children or whatever it is, but they're really bored by that stranger that's across the table from them, even though they know each other for 10, 20, 30 years. But when you have that bond of friendship, both publicly, privately, my wife is my best friend, they still have that twinkle in their eye. They still have that sparkle by being with each other. This vibrant friendship comes from the idea of committing to each other in fully. To each other, 100% all in. They view each other as equal, valuable partners in friendship, each bringing important qualities to that friendship mix, being grounded in respect, being grounded in honor. As parents, they do things as friends together. They could laugh together, they could play together, they stay the course together. They work out inevitable differences that happens between men and women, between friends. They work it through. They ground rules in friendship that are based on respect. You're careful with what you say. You watch your words. You keep quiet. If you think you're going to hold back because you're going to, if you say something that's going to destroy what you have, you will keep quiet. You work on bringing out the best in your friends' lives, the best in your wife. You tell the truth, but never at each other's expense, not in a way that would hurt someone else's feelings. This is what your wife needs from you. She needs you to want what's best for her. She needs you to work at staying in harmony with her. She needs you to apologize when you have hurt her. She needs you to spend time with her. And she needs you to take your friendship with her very, very seriously. It doesn't replace the friendship that you have with different males. It's a different type of friendship. It's a softer, deeper type of friendship. It's built with a deep level of security and trust. Your wife opens up to you and shares something confidential about herself, and you respond in a close, caring way as a friend. She gets deeply fulfilled by that, deeply satisfied. She feels safe. She's disclosing her real self to you. That's the idea. You want a marriage to be well, to be healthy. You need to have a secure friendship where it is safe to tell each other who the real person is, who they really are, and bring that about in the most beautiful way. She needs you to be her best friend. She may have close female friends. She may have one or two that are even her best friends. And they meet some of your wife's deep friendship needs. And you should encourage it. She has healthy friends. She should have deep friendships with her friends that she has, that would share all the joys and insecurities and problems, and they nurture her and secure her, you know, feel secure. She needs those friendships as well, those female friendships. But she needs your friendship as well, as a wise husband, to encourage her, to maintain those other healthier friendships, encourage those other healthier friendships as well. But the friendship with you is different. You're her best friend, not just her friend, because you're her lifelong companion. You're the one who will be with her till the very end. Her female friends may move away, move into different phases of life, sometimes less connection, sometimes more connection, but you need to always be there. You alone see your wife in all circumstances, all her moods, all her accomplishments, all her failures. Her female friends may see some of this, but you see everything. And yeah, you do see the bad parts, not just the good parts. And yes, you may see the ugly parts and not just the beautiful parts. But what's ugly and what's seemingly bad could be worked through with encouragement. Like, just like tshuva brings, real tshuva brings sins into virtues. The ugly becomes beautiful. The bad becomes good by sticking with her and working through things with her. She needs your assurance that you'll always be with her no matter what. She needs to know that you will do things together throughout the marriage, that you're always there for her. Be a best friend. Outclasses everything else. She looks at you to meet her needs in a way that's beyond what her friends are capable of fulfilling. She needs a safe place to be herself. She needs the friendship with you to be a safe place where she can be herself. There's a quote from a 19th century English novelist, George Eliot. It was actually a woman, but it was a male-dominated world, so she used a male name, George Eliot, but as a woman. Her name was Mary Evans, had another name, I think, also. And she wrote the following. Oh, the comfort, the inexpressible comfort of feeling safe with a person, having neither to weigh thoughts nor measure words, but to pour them out, just as it is, chaff and grain together, knowing that a faithful hand will take them and sift them, keeping what is worth keeping, and then with the breath of kindness blow the rest away. How valuable is the husband who can be could be that kind of friend to a wife. She needs your integrity, to be truthful to each other. She wants to know that your yes is a yes and that your no is a no. Jackie thinks she could trust you because you're full of integrity. So many women often say that they just want to know if that their husbands are on the up and up. That's why it's so important for husbands to work on their own character, to be an ish emes, a trustworthy person. To be a trustworthy person to the world, but be a trustworthy person to your wife. Wife needs to know that when you say you'll be home, you'll be home. And if you can't, you call her on her cell phone. Sorry, I came late or whatever. Let her know. She knows. Forget about her being mashgiach. Not even that she needs to be your mashgiach. You should be mashgiach yourself. That you can be trusted. That when you go on the internet, you will not fall into pornography. That you will keep loyal. Keep loyal sexually. Keep loyal emotionally. She needs you to honor her. Give her kavod. Hamechabed yoseh migufay. Treat her with great respect. She needs you to honor her. What does it mean to honor her? It means you speak to her kindly. You speak to her respectfully. You don't berate her. You don't belittle her. And if you do that, she will blossom with confidence and poise. She will be eager to repay you with giving back to you respect and honor. Do things together. create a secure place for her. Take care of her. Watch over her. Encourage her to talk about anything that's on her mind and then listen attentively to it. It's good to see you. It's good that you're home. I'm glad that you're my best friend. I love you for who you are. Step into her world. Be part of her world. That'll deepen your friendship with her. Share your dreams and aspirations. Take time together for walks. Have a secure friendship, a safe friendship. It's very, very important. Give her a deep sense of security in a friendship. Build a friendship with a stability that even when you're facing tougher times, you will find comfort and peace in your relationship with each other. Of course, recognizing that it is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that it is HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is your partner in life. You're ultimately both your partners in life. This unconditional love doesn't mean that you don't discuss things that are bothering you. It doesn't mean you're not aware of the faults. It doesn't mean you don't have disagreements. Unconditional means unconditional in the sense that the essence of the soul of your wife is pure. Neshama shenasata b'tahirahi. And to work through that. And to develop an emotional intimacy, which is not comfortable for many men. Many men are uncomfortable expressing emotional intimacy. But this encouragement of your wife, loving her as a best friend, is very, very special. It's beautiful. And in the bedroom areas, I know it's hard for many men because we're visual and the physical, sexual aspects are extremely important for most men. But once they are already in that mode and they're physically intimate with their wives, they need to really work very hard. That while they're anyway going to experience pleasure and they're in any way going to have that outlet, you use as much as you can when involved in that foreplay, afterplay, being with them, to open your heart and build your wife. Use words that are loving words. Use emotions that are healthy emotions. Allow yourself to be vulnerable and allow yourself the willingness to listen and to be attentive and to take care of her needs. Her physical needs, but also her emotional needs in a very open, caring way. Bracha v'atzlacha.